Soul Check. Get right down to business with Kevin Cameron, hot sports topics, and more.
They'll do it on the basketball court. Just say some prayers to say Philly.
You mean they won't be chanting trust the process?
They'll be saying, right, the process. And I'm just trying to keep it real.
It's Soul Check. Brought to you by Cameron Professional Family of Businesses.
You know how it works. I bring the knowledge.
Soul Check.
I'm ready to get this party started, right, JT? JT is in the place tonight. And JT, I'll give you your formal introduction in a minute. But we are coming to you from one of the greatest sports cities in the world, Pittsburgh, PA, baby. And we're about to bring you the best sports discussions from the black perspective. Well, okay now. Before I say anything, because I know some people out there are already thinking when I say the black perspective. Yes, all perspectives matter. Black, white, brown, gray, etc. But in too many areas of life, the black perspective is not being heard. So that's why we're providing the black perspective on Soul Tape Live. Like I said, JT, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And, you know, like I said, JT, one of the things we want to do on the show is, you know, give everybody the right perspective. There's a lot of things going on in sports. We have a lot of ground to cover. So I just want to make sure we cover all the ground. Okay, a lot is going on. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
And there's a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about regarding our Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, this past Monday, they just got the big win. Okay, so hopefully by getting that first win, you know, that'll kick things off in the right direction. And, you know, they'll be playing Baltimore coming up this Sunday. So we're going to talk about that as well. Also, throwback, JT, throwback from a golf perspective. We need to talk about our boy Tiger Woods.
He's back
on the scene big time.
And he's been making shades of coming back in the last number of tournaments he's been in. But, you know, I think is people didn't give him enough credit for where he came from.
Uh-huh.
So that was like the biggest thing in sports history from a black perspective, because of where he came back. And I mean, even other golfers and analysts even said it's the greatest comeback they've ever seen in sports history.
Some analysts, because you got some people like Stephen A. Smith, who isn't there yet. I'm not sure if you heard his comments, but I had to throw that out there. But JT, I want to give you your formal introduction now. James Taylor, out of Pittsburgh, big time sports enthusiast. You know, I couldn't wait to get you on the show, man, because I know you love to talk sports, so you're in the right place.
That's correct. And, you know, I kind of, it's funny when my son left, because my son played for Pitt, Wisconsin.
And your son's name?
Reggie Mitchell.
Okay.
He was a defensive back. Well, he actually played here in Pittsburgh at Shadyside Academy. Then he got a scholarship to Wisconsin, and he transferred from Wisconsin to Pitt. But once he left home, I didn't have nobody to talk sports with, so I had to get my wife, you know, kind of freshened up on her game. Either you have to learn how to play Xbox,
uh-huh,
or you have to get into the, you know, get into golfing or something. So, because we got to be able to communicate while he's gone. So yeah, definitely loves talking sports.
Good. Like I said, welcome, and you know, we're gonna do this thing today. We have an hour. This is a brand new show. As I indicated, Soul Take Live will be coming to everyone every Saturday starting at 6 p.m. We're only going to start off with an hour. We're going to do 6 to 7 p.m. And, you know, right here in the studio, we have the wonderful Kiki Brown, and you had a chance to meet her. And she's going to help us out. She's going to make us sound good and everything.
All right.
So, you know, we definitely need her help.
Definitely appreciate it.
So, you know, as I indicated, we have a new thing going on every Saturday starting at 6. People will be able to catch us. And JT, the good thing about that, man, Saturday evening, Saturday night, everyone is into their weekend. They're right in the middle of their football. You know, the college games are winding down. They're ready to rejuvenate a little bit. I know there's a night game on Saturday night normally, but they're looking forward to the core of the NFL games for that particular week. And, you know, my main thing is to make sure everyone has all the information and the right perspective leading into those NFL games. So, again, we're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about Tiger Woods. We're going to talk about, you know, something real crazy going on in the NFL, JT. We're going to talk about this new NFL rule, roughing the passer.
It's ruining football.
last year was the catch, right?
Yes.
Now, this year, it's the roughing the passer, I should say.
Well,
it's so ridiculous, I could barely say it.
You can't even hit the quarterback. You basically have to push the quarterback down anymore just with your hands, because if you land on top of them in any way, shape, or form, they're throwing the flag. Clay Matthews, it happened to Clay Matthews last
week. 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Two weeks
three.
In a row.
Last Sunday was against the Minnesota Vikings. So, mm-hmm. And you know, that changed the whole perspective of the game. And then players are speaking out on it now because that turned into Green Bay was in the game, mm-hmm. and they were about to get the ball back. So, you know, that turned into a game changing whole scenario because, they need to relook at that rule because.
Right.
It's actually ruining the game. I mean, even all the targeting and everything going on.
And we'll talk about that in more depth as well. And we'll also talk about tomorrow's game, you know, week 4. Sunday night football for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we'll talk about, you know, the rest of the games on Sunday and also the Monday night matchup as well. And then – we can't, even though they're winding it down, JT, we got to talk about those Pittsburgh Pirates. They're not going to the playoffs, but we need to at least talk about them. And I see your expression over there. It's not the greatest expression, but.
My feeling on them is they're just a tax write-off.
Right, right.
They personally.
Well, hold that point because we're going to get there. We're going to talk about some quality teams. Going into the playoffs, you know, the playoffs will start next week, and we'll talk about those baseball teams going into the playoffs as well. But let's kick things off, JT, from a discussion standpoint with Tiger Woods. Like I said, our boy's back. You know, he just had a two-shot victory at the season-ending Tour Championship. That was his 80th victory on the PGA Tour. 80, that's a big number. That's probably why I had a problem saying it. So he's two away from the all-time record, tying the all-time record. You know, Sam Snead is sitting there with 82. And also, the scene, JT, was just incredible. Walking down the 18th green the past week. All of the people behind Tiger,
The bird's eye view. I think they had a drone up there that was just
right.
That was crazy. I've never seen nothing like that. I've been to a tournament at the used to be the Waste Management Open in Scottsdale, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
where it was nothing but major parties where there were galleries like that, but never following somebody.
Exactly.
I'm thinking everybody on the course ran to go down that fairway with him. I mean, it was crazy. It was what's the walk they call with the Seattle soccer team when they all meet up like a mile before the stadium?
Okay.
And they all go through the streets. I mean, tens of thousands.
I'm not familiar with it.
You have to check it out. Drew Carey leads the walk. I think he's part owner of that team as well.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's tens of thousands of fans that walk through the streets on to go to the stadium. So you'll have to check it out. But that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, I mean, Rory McIlroy, he was playing with him. I could just tell he was just so amazed with the scene, with everything that was going on. I would love to just ask him exactly how he felt being in that situation, just walking alongside one of the greatest golfers. I'm just going to say it, JT, the greatest golfer.
The greatest.
In the history of golf, getting his 80th win. And as Tiger indicated, there was so much doubt. Just a year ago this time, he wasn't even swinging a club.
Well, he told trying to remember who he was golfing with, but he told him, "I'm done. I'm going to retire."
So he had doubt too.
In the middle of a round, he told him. But you know what? With Rory McIlroy, I think Rory McIlroy even got caught up in the moment, and it kind of took away from his, from his round of golf that day, because to me, to see him with Tiger, and he's a big follower of Tiger. He's a good friend of Tiger's. He always wishes him well. But I think he got caught up in the moment in amazement, in sorts, where, I mean, if you look, he fell off the leaderboard, like, very quickly.
He did. He did. I think he was, I want to say, -9 going into the final round. And what did he end up, -4? Somewhere in that neighborhood. So he lost 5 strokes. And, it was just an incredible day. I was really hoping that Tiger won the FedEx Cup. He was 41 points away, which was basically 1 stroke away from winning it all. So if you just sit back and you just think about it, not even swinging a club basically a year ago to being in a position where you could win the FedEx Cup and beat the greatest players as of 2018 – just within a year. That's incredible.
A year ago, he was 1,112th in the world.
Right.
And
now he'll probably be somewhere around 15 in the world. So if he's able to do that, JT, in 2018, wow. I can't wait until 2019.
And you know what else it does? It speaks heavily on these guys, their preparation and training. And you know, everybody thinks that all you do with golf is you go out there and hit a ball and da-da-da. But, I mean, these guys walk courses, and they don't just do it Thursday through Sunday, because, they do their practice rounds. And from what Tiger, with his health conditions, I mean, it's to me, it's amazing just to have the mindset to, to keep yourself in it. That's determination.
Big-time determination. Big time work ethic, determination, commitment, all the adjectives, from a positive standpoint that you could come up with. I sat here 6 months ago on the show, and I was saying that as long as Tiger was healthy, he would win. I'm probably the only person that you've heard that believes that he could break Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 majors, and it's all based on Tiger being healthy, because he competed, he had a fantastic year, and I knew as long as he was playing good golf, he would eventually win.
Yeah.
So I was very happy to see that he came through this past week. But now we're right in the middle, JT, of the Ryder Cup that's currently being played in France. So there's one more day left. Tiger is a big part of that team. So from a United States standpoint, the United States won the 2016 Ryder Cup, winning 17-1. So it was a total blowout when they had it here in Chaska, Minnesota. But now, we're trying to win over in Europe for the first time since, I think, it's 1993.
Is that the 20-some years.
Yeah, and that year it was really close. We only won in 15-13, but we won. So, again, going into Sunday, We'll see what the U.S. could do to bring that Ryder Cup home. So they have a fantastic team over there. So, I mean, what's your take? Do you think they could bring it home?
Oh, they can definitely bring it home, especially with some of these young bombers they have now. You know, these guys, look at Koepka, and I mean, these guys, there's some good golfers out there.
I mean, you got Bryson, what's his name, the Chambly, Tony Finau, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, like you said, Brooks Koepka, Phil fell apart, though.
Yeah.
You know, during the FedEx Cup. But, you know, when you're a part of a team, that just, you know, makes you better. Patrick Reed,
and when he plays with Jordan Spieth, I mean, those guys are unstoppable. They've lost one match in out of, what, seven, I think, 17?
Right. And then, you know, Webb Simpson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, and then, like I said, Tiger's there. You know, when it came to basketball, JT, when was that, 20 years ago, we called it the Dream Team?
Ooh, yeah.
This is kind of like the Dream Team of golf. I know from a U.S. standpoint now. I'm not talking worldwide. I'm just saying from a U.S. standpoint.
But you know what else, though?
Who's not on there?
Well, it's not even that. Mr. Cameron, what I think, though, is the European players, they're used to playing on U.S. soil all through the year.
Right.
U.S. players don't – it's like every other week we have tournaments for our professionals in Europe. So what we have to deal with over there now is the weather. You know, it's just a whole different makeup, the courses. So – and that's why these guys – and that's why I think it's so hard to win on European soil, because we don't play there as much at all.
I agree. But from a Dream Team standpoint, who got left off? I don't believe anyone got left off from a U.S. team standpoint.
But I think there's some players on there that shouldn't be on it. Mickelson. I don't think Phil Mickelson should be on it.
But you had to fill out the roster, right? Who would replace Phil?
Phil's been playing bad.
But who would you – replace them with? That's the question.
It's take your pick.
Right.
I mean, everybody.
I understand that.
Somebody, like I said, these young guys, man, I can't remember his. It'll come to me. Kuchar, is he on the Ryder Cup?
He's a captain, but he's not a player. He's a captain. So you have Matt Kuchar, you have Jim Furyk, the league captain, of course. Right. David Duvall is a vice captain. Davis Love, Steve Stricker, and Zach Johnson is a vice captain as well. But, you know, even if you say maybe Phil didn't deserve to be on the team, you're having a hard time coming up with
it. No, but if you think about it, 2 weeks ago, Tiger wasn't on the team.
Yeah, but we all knew.
I mean,
we all knew.
We had that feeling, but you know, but for him not to be on that team 2 weeks ago, I still think it was a smack in the face to Tiger for him to take so long to put him on the team.
Oh no, because what happens? You have to earn your spot. So you have
the captain's pick, though.
But you have 8 earned spots. Okay, so and then you're on the schedule to pick the other 4 captains, 3, and then the 1. So. I mean, it wasn't like they made him wait. So I think he's good.
Now, do you think Phil should really be on that team?
Well,
from the way he's been playing.
He does have a win this year. Keep that in mind. He has a win. So we're talking about 2018. I would have to think about that, JT.
Seriously.
I would have to think about that. But let's do this.
All right.
Because we're coming up on break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk – NFL. We're going to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, are the Pittsburgh Steelers back on track after Monday's win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? That's what we need to talk about. So let's talk about that after.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.